Yeah, so I have to say, Black Man No Cheat Podcast, episode 39. It don't feel like we did 39 of these.
No, I don't. It seems like we'll be coming up on like 20.
I don't know. It kind of feel like we just, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like we ever, I don't feel like we did a lot of episodes, though. Nah. I don't feel like we did 39, though.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had so many until I listened to the little Sweat FM joint. Because, you know, you start theirs at episode one. Mm-hmm. So, then I look back like, yo, we got mad episodes. Like, we could not do another episode. It would be good until end of summer.
Well,
so that's content, you know.
Yeah,
we just gotta get the videos popping.
I've been said, but you know, don't nobody ever listen to Torrance. If you want to listen to me, follow me at LL Cool Torrance everywhere.
If you want to listen,
check out WTMA Podcast and WTMA TV as well on YouTube.
You can hit me up at DJ _ Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on iTunes. 29 is finally live. It's not on Tidal. I don't know why, but you know, I just credit it to being CP time. So if you got Tidal, you're looking for 29, it's not up, but it is available on Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, things like that. Yeah, I had something else to say, but I forgot.
Word.
Put my life together.
So we're going to start with, what would you say? You said start with the Dame shit or the Super Bowl shit?
I mean, we could do Super Bowl or Dame. They should have Dame at the Super Bowl.
You on that Jay-Z?
Yeah.
All right.
I watched that shit for 15 minutes.
I wouldn't.
Who they going to have? Goddamn, Aerosmith or somebody?
I mean, Dame, well, Super Bowl, we stick there first. I don't give a shit, honestly.
Because the Eagles went home last week. So, really, the season over. We could just watch basketball now.
I'll be honest. I have been watching playoff football on TV. So, I broke my...
I be watching football every week, but it don't be, like, on my own time because I go to brunch. So, I just watch the game while I'm there. And then, when I leave, I don't even check the
score. I just used to use pirated links.
I mean, I don't really know if that's the same.
You know, I just felt like
you're not really boycotting if you got a stream.
I wasn't giving them a valid stream, you know. It was like a nigga stream through the back way. Like, bitch, give me.
Can you imagine being, like, down with the civil rights but not down with it? Like, you still use pirated,
pirated Jim Crow?
Pirated
Jim Children.
Oh! Yeah. That's what it's going to be called. Pirated Jim Crow.
Pirated Jim Crow. Be like, man, I fuck with y'all niggas, but...
Niggas do be wildin', though.
Not for real.
Niggas really do be wildin', you know. I'm talking about all that fried chicken shit. This is a little bad for you. Honestly.
Man. Would you go to a white-only fountain in 2018?
I would.
Yes.
You pull up.
Yeah.
My profile.
You already know I'm waiting on it.
My profile picture every February. This is Kendra, by the way.
Yes.
Didn't get an introduction.
Cause you said
I didn't know if you would.
You said you was ad lib, so I didn't know if you got to introduce the ad lib.
So yeah, I'm just ad libbing, but yeah, that's not ad libbing.
So you got mad at us for not giving you an intro, but just
no, I'm not mad.
Okay.
People just don't know who I am.
The ghost.
What did I say? Like pirated what? Oh, Jim Crow.
Pirated Jim Crow.
What do y'all think about the theory that Jim Crow was fake?
What you mean?
They're saying it's like made up. Like there was no real Jim Crow. Like the letter or whatever that is, it wasn't real.
I mean, the letter might not have been real, but I mean, shit.
Yeah, that
the laws and time. Rules that was a part of that shit still applied. Like,
yeah.
They might not have called it that.
But, yeah, fuck Super Bowl, honestly. But Travis Scott and Big Boy are performing. Gladys Knight is going to sing the national anthem. I understand why Gladys Knight and Big Boy are there, even though I wish they wouldn't have gone. I guess. I don't know, because I can't really say. I don't know, man, but, you know, they're from Atlanta, or they're from Georgia, or Atlanta, wherever the hell. But Big Boy, I thought Big Boy probably would have not done it. Like, I thought he would have been one of the last people to do it.
Yeah, man.
But I think he probably going to do some nigga shit, like have on a fuck Trump shirt or do something crazy. You know,
yeah,
he'll do something worth it, I hope.
Because what they going to do, ban him?
like, fam, it's done. But
it's
no, I wouldn't, if I was Big Boy, I wouldn't turn that shit down. And because, nigga, I'm not going to get this chance again, even if the NFL...
And you don't get paid for it, so fuck that. Big Boy don't need the Super Bowl.
Though, he don't. Nobody needs the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do.
But fucking hell no, because if they ask you to do the Super Bowl, you already...
Justin Timberlake needs the Super Bowl and Janet Jackson titty. How hard was Janet Jackson to say?
I don't know if they needed that.
He needed it.
He need it.
All right. Yeah, all right.
How do you need it?
That catapulted his ass in the superstar. Tossed him right in the right into the clutches of Timberland. And then he wasn't. Yeah, he was. Because he said, have me naked by the song.
But he was like Justin Timberlake.
He was like super duper Justin Timberlake after that.
Man, I don't know.
Same way Kanye and Taylor Swift. No. Taylor Swift was known. I didn't know who the fuck she was. And he hopped there, and he is Michael Jordan to her Scottie Pippen.
Kanye West, Taylor Swift was singing country music songs on the fucking country radio stations, and now she's fucking
Travis Scott Jr. Travis Scott is also performing at the Super Bowl.
What that nigga Uncle Murder say? Travis Scott are cool like his brother-in-law.
That's what he said?
Yeah, you ain't listen to his wrap-up?
No.
Uncle Murder wrap-up. That shit was hard this year. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga was going crazy.
Why
he said that?
On everybody, though.
You just gotta listen to it. Maybe that'd be my pick of the week. I think that was my pick. I think it was my pick already.
No.
It's not. It's like maybe like 6 minutes long. It's like a Joe Budden song.
Okay. I'm not opposed to 6 minutes song.
Except it's a hook. It's a chorus on this song. You know, just rap for 13 minutes and then put some vocals at the end.
With Joe when he rapping for 7 minutes, cuz.
Some of my favorite Joe songs don't got no hook.
Yeah. One of my favorite Joe Budden songs is 10 minutes, and it's 10 minutes long.
Nah.
That shit was hard.
What's your favorite Joe Budden song?
OLS. 1, 2, 4.
I don't know if you could pick more than one song.
I can't really say because I might be telling on myself with each pick. No, I'm just joking.
It's just one pick.
They all flow together. Well, the 1, 2, 3 flow together, so I can't pick one without the other. So I just roll 1, 2, 3.
That's fair. I got, couldn't help it.
You gotta listen to, how'd that go? That's when we rapping about messing with old girl white?
Well,
it don't got no beat, it's just a little.
Yeah.
That shit hard. That yeah. Padded Room.
Padded Room was probably Joe Hardest shit.
Fucking cold, man.
Joe Hardest shit. I played the CD till it had a black ring around the top.
Man, I ain't gonna stop till a nigga see blood on the wall. Man, come on. He was winning that fucking Prodigy. Nigga, I wish that more people liked Joe Budden because he would have been a.
I seen niggas online this week but, talking about Joe Budden was washed up. I'm like, how is he washed? He got like the.
I would say he probably washed now.
But how we say, are we talking about Joe Budden or are we talking about Joe Budden rapper?
I like Joe Budden, rapper-ish Joe Budden. But, like, that image of Joe Budden is going now.
But the thing is, they was making that judgment based off of seeing him on Love & Hip Hop. So how can you say he washed when he got...
I mean, he say he washed. Or he say...
As a rapper, though, he speak about being washed as far as, like, socially. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Nah, it was...
But he's more known socially now than he was ever. I think he about to try and rap, and I don't want him to do it.
You think he gonna rap against Sai? Sai gonna fuck Joe up. I'm not gonna lie to you. Just the way Sai High rap. Joe gonna try to old school classic battle rapping, and that's not what Sai High gonna come do. Sai High gonna come with the punchlines.
And Joe Budden got punchlines too. But it ain't gonna be the same. But Joe gonna, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying Joe just gonna just get washed, but it's
the people who don't listen to either of these people is gonna probably side with Sai.
Because niggas don't listen.
It's gonna be funny, and all they know is not to like Joe Budden. That's how a lot of people feel. Not everybody, but that's how a lot of people feel. It's like that about a lot of people. Like if I say something about Charlamagne, we were talking about books at work. I'm like, I got Charlamagne book, whatever. Boom, boom. I was like, I bought all iBooks and I bought a hard copy. Charlamagne, he a man. Like, okay.
This nigga had told me this. I need to read this book. It's called what'd it say? I think it's called I Love What Is. So I gotta read that one.
What's it about?
A boot. I forgot what he was saying. It's like basically, I don't know, something about like negative emotions and shit, like how to deal with negative emotions and shit like that. I don't know. He was just talking while we was working. He said a lot of words. It was start to all flow together. He was telling me about astrophysics and shit like that.
He trying to take you back in time to be a nigga.
Nah, he just smart as fuck, and I just feel like he don't know how to small talk, and I don't either. So he just hit me with the big talk, and I was just trying to make some rules. So I wasn't really trying to get into it like that.
Word.
But no, I'm gonna check the book out though if I can, see if it's an audio book. If I can't really listen to it, because I don't be really having time to sit down and flip pages like that no more.
I gotta get this book from my cousin-in-law. That's the first time in my life I ever said it right, because I always say my cousin husband.
I mean,
my cousin-in-law. That nigga really like my cousin. That nigga, that nigga cool, man. Husband, like,
I really don't know how to word. Like, it's dog.
But what do you think about the Nick Cannon class interview with Dame Dash?
As far as just the interview itself, I do think it was a good interview. But I think Dame always do good interviews. It's just about the person that's asking the questions, if they willing to ask the questions the way Dame want them asked.
I was going to say he don't do good interviews. I'm not going to say that, but
it's just about how you word the questions, because a lot of niggas want to ask Dame Dash Jay-Z questions. But if you ask Dame Dash a Jay-Z question, he going to flip on you, and then the interview is going to be in Dame's hands and all. If you going to ask Dame Jay-Z questions, you got to pose them as Rockefeller questions. Because the second you say Jay or Hove or y'all, and he know you talking about them too, you got to ask him about Bleak or some shit like that to get to the Jay question. Like,
and he can't ask about Bleak neither, because he's going to say, ask that man. But I don't, the only thing I just
well, no, it's like just, it's a, but even with them questions, like, if you want to ask Dame about somebody else, it's about how you word it.
That's why I answer a lot of questions like, hey man, you know, ask that nigga. But I just don't like when he just do that. Well, as a man, I do this, or as a boss, I do this. It's like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, I guess. That's cool, maybe. I don't know. I just wish he would shut up sometimes. I said the same thing about Jay though. Like, if he knew, like, that's fucked up. Like, that's really fucked up. If he was around that shit and you knew, or you saw some shit, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Even though that ain't none of your goddamn business. But still, yeah. Like,
you see, should probably see. It's a difference. Like, I feel like you could hear about some shit and then not know if it's true or not, and then you could still be involved with a person. But to see it and still go with it is completely different.
I don't know if I could find the Nas shit. I told you it's a little video. Okay, I can't find it because I know who sent it.
Do you think Hov knew and saw?
I don't know. Because in my mind, there's no way in hell these niggas shared a tour bus or a tour plane or a tour whatever.
Nah.
So there's that. You heard about all the weird shit in the hallways, like he made sure nobody looked at him. So he might have not even been in that area. Like, that nigga weird, leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? They might have only saw each other when they were on stage and when they were off stage. I think, which tour went bad? Was it this was the tour that went bad. Right? It was only one tour, right?
I think it was one, and then he tried to do another one.
Okay, so that's what it was. So I think that maybe that's what the whole second shit was about. Is like, all right, I can't really do this no more, maybe. Or like, nigga, you really wildin'. Because the shit really hit the fan during that second rollout, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I will have to look it up in the years and everything. What's like...
this year.
Because I know the album came out in 2002.
Yeah, I could have put that movie, but I could have shared the R. Kelly video that everybody's talking about. Made fun of it. And Jay's hanging out. When Jerry and I was in there doing Best of Both Worlds, you can't tell me Jerry didn't see a 14-year-old girl come in the studio and shoot on R. Kelly's rap. You can't tell me, you want Jerry to tell me that it wasn't on that album, that he ain't never seen a 14-year-old girl come in the vicinity.
My belief is that anybody who's worked with him and been in his cypher has seen it go down.
He's seen it go down.
Yeah.
I've been around R. Kelly, and I pay for that, brother. I've been on a tour with him. It didn't last 2 days, but I've been around him. I didn't see no 14-year-old, but I talked to the man, and I've seen there's a little problem there. But brother needs help, and I pay for him. But if I sit there and did an album about women with him, I'm definitely making a dungeon. He had to be a dungeon for 14-year-old, man. That's what I'm saying. What I'm here for the people, man. I'm here to talk the truth. And I'm here to...
That's Nas, by the way, in 2002, so that was at the height of their beef, by the way, just so we could preface it. But what you think?
I think I hope they don't remove it for playing that audio.
Why you ain't say that?
Because I wanted to hear it. They fucked our shit up over that Ellen shit, so I don't know.
We just want to put it in the title. Because Cuz definitely said a lot of shit, we just named it wrong.
Yeah, that's probably what... Because when we named it, they was like, why did they say that? And they probably listened in. And I think Chris, he was
Chris. Hey, man.
I feel him.
I'm a fan of it. Look, how you feel, man? I just was like, how?
That shit came out of the left, though. I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know. You and Kendra like Chris. For real.
Yeah. Yeah, did you hear that episode?
Listen to that episode.
Ellen is Racist episode. You should check it out.
You gotta listen to that shit.
About 40 minutes in. About 40 minutes in.
That nigga picked up the chopper and pulled up a mic.
Fly.
And let that motherfucker sing.
And Craig let him do it.
I mean, you know.
Nah, that was...
Do your thing, man. So, though.
Nah, but I don't think Hov was involved with no shit like that. I do think Hov fucked Foxy. I don't care if he say he never stuck his cock in a boxer's box.
I definitely think
he popped Foxy.
I just, in my mind, I see Jay-Z as a nigga who knows that he don't have to fuck that year old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why he wouldn't do it, because he know he don't got to. I feel like, but that's how it be. With all this weird shit, it's the niggas that, like, because on the Saints, they said that he was like a playboy or some shit. Of course, he had money. Said he could have any woman in the world he wanted, but he was drugging these women. Like, ain't that weird? Like, you can't kiss somebody when they pass out. That's weird as hell. You can't tell her to smack her own ass. You can't. She passed out. Is that how it works? You get passed out? Or do you just, like, not be aware of what's going on?
I really don't know the rape rules. I wouldn't even want to fuck no chick that was passed out.
I kind of think somebody drugged me before. I blamed it on the lean, but I think she got me.
Somebody leaned you?
No, I leaned my damn self.
Well, it seems like you drugged yourself then.
I don't know, man. I did pour a little heavy this evening, but I don't know.
I don't know if this is stand up in court. It don't seem like you got a case.
This is more than 7 years ago, because I can tell a story, but it involves heavy crime.
I mean, I don't know your life. I never been drugged before.
I think she drugged me.
I had drunk some 1800 and made some very bad decisions. But
somebody drugged you.
No, I drugged myself.
If anybody ever gives you...
I was drinking off the top.
No, drugging
myself.
If anybody ever gives you 1800, it's like statutory rape. They do as you're a victim. Anybody gives you 1800, you're a victim.
So maybe I was taken advantage of because I was drunk.
You were
off the 1800,
but they gave it to you. So they were.
But they didn't give it to me. Somebody else they gave it to me.
Oh, well, they all contributed to your downfall.
I feel like I said way too much.
Yeah. So what we got next? King Draco.
Is he on drugs?
Maybe.
The memes is funny.
I think
so. He winning right now.
I think King Draco is definitely on drugs, but he ain't tell no lies at that radio station.
He did.
What was the lie?
He said he taught Drake everything.
Okay, that was a. He didn't mean it. How y'all heard it. He just meant that the nigga took his shit like he did everybody else.
But I can say this because he not here to call me fat as fuck. But he took that from Shawty Low.
Agreed, but Drake didn't take his from Shawty Low.
How do we know that?
Because he didn't.
You know Drake used to listen to be influenced by all the South shit? Mm-hmm. What's funny
and is... And Soulja Boy was the teen of the South.
What's funny is... You're right. What's funny is... Everybody who's a Drake fan, I intentionally bring up Fonte. Mm-hmm.
Because?
Drake mentioned Fonte a lot when in back in the olden days, especially in interviews. You know, like he credited Fonte as being one of his biggest influence. Like, that's his favorite artist.
Did he bite like any Fonte lines?
I don't know. I probably had to go back and listen. But I mentioned it to him intentionally. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I really fuck with Fonte. They're like, who? What is Fonte? I mean, some people have even said, like, that's one of your homeboys or something? Like, no, nigga, that's one of my top five rappers, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, it's weird because, like, you like Drake, but you don't know who Fonte is. It's kind of awkward. Or ironic, maybe the word is.
I don't think King Draco was up there lying, though. Everything
that was a lie.
That was an exaggeration.
Okay.
It was a stretch.
Lie.
It was a reach.
Lie.
I think it was a lie. Fucking. But no. All that. What? Okay. If that's a lie, what's the other lies?
I don't know.
You ain't watched the interview.
Not all of it. Everything but that interview has got my attention. I ain't care to watch the interview, but now I want to watch the interview because of everything else I'm seeing.
Nah, watch the interview. Because not only is that shit funny, you're going to be like, he kind of right.
We talked about it earlier. I don't have a disagreement.
All the shit he was saying about, like, all the digital shit that he did first, that shit is facts. Whatever artist it is that you listen to, them niggas' whole rollout is the Soulja Boy method. All the fucking blogs, all the put your whole album on YouTube, all of the shit that niggas do online to get niggas engaged in they shit, that's all the Soulja Boy method. Niggas wasn't doing that before Soulja.
I don't have a disagreement. What about the YouTube shit you were saying?
Oh yeah, how he fucked it up so niggas can't get paid. That nigga, the way originally when this shit was monetized, that nigga was getting paid off of views and comments. Wait, like right now we get paid fucking a percentage of a cent per view type shit. Mm-hmm. This nigga was getting like 10 cent a view. You can't get that no more. Not from YouTube. Yeah,
nah.
So, I don't know. It's just...
How do you feel like... Because I was talking about that on Jonah podcast. Like, he had 800 million streams.
Who, Soulja?
Or 8 million. It was 8... What was it? 80 million streams? That's what it was. No. A-Boogie. Oh, A-Boogie had 83 million streams and that counted to 60,000 records sold.
Hey, all right. Well, so what's the issue, though?
That's like, nigga, that's 83 million and you only getting credit for 60,000?
No, because of the way math is.
That's what I'm saying. The math is fucked up, basically, what I'm saying.
But should a stream count as a sale?
One. Honestly, think of how many times
you listen to whatever you riding to this week. Should each time you play that count as a sale?
No.
So that's how it adds up to 60,000 sales.
But it should be, I feel like, a better equivalent or something. You know, maybe downloads or something like that. It should count as a sale. Because it does.
Like so. But niggas ain't really downloading like that. Niggas just put it in their playlist or put it in their favorites and shit like that.
You right. But it's gotta be a better way, of course, because when you buy it and then you own it, you can play that bitch a billion times if you want. With your streaming shit, You can spin that bitch a billion times if you want. But it's like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Because I think that's, I mean, it might be a little, you know what I'm saying, a little flawed. But, because it's X, I think it's like, what is it like? I don't want to fuck the numbers up. But I think it's like 1,500. Like if I play your song 1,500 times, that's like one album sale type shit. So every 1,500,
I think that's
something like that. That's what I'm saying.
Ice Maker.
Yeah, alright. You ever seen Indian in the Cupboard?
Nope.
Trash movie. But
I have seen it.
That's DG shit. That's how I knew he was getting.
That's his movie? That's his favorite movie?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's his favorite movie. Probably that and Brokeback Mountain. Top two. All
right. but what the hell were you just talking about?
A Boogie in the Streams.
Oh, yeah. And what were you talking about for that? King Draco? King Draco. Yeah. You said about the whole soldier. I mean, I don't really, I remember you've been saying this for a very long time, so I don't.
What fucked me up is niggas online acting like Soulja Boy ain't never did nothing for the culture. Like, he just some nigga on the internet that's talking crazy. Like, Pretty Boy Swag ain't happen. Like, this nigga ain't have mad number one singles. Like, he ain't go platinum several times before streaming.
Oh, you just shared that too.
That Famous Dex. And he, that shit he was saying about being with all them niggas that before they pop off. He be with on songs with all the young niggas before they pop off. The songs that they do together don't go nowhere. But he be fucking with these niggas before everybody.
Is it better?
And that nigga, I agree with what he was saying about not signing niggas. Like, being signed to Soulja Boy don't help you. And I'm glad he know that.
Say it again.
Like, they were saying, why you didn't sign all these artists if you was, you know what I'm saying, dealing with them? He like, bro, because I don't got nothing for these niggas. Like, I'm not just about to sign these niggas just to say I signed these niggas.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do shit for them niggas. Like,
so, I agree with shit like that, because it's a million niggas that'll just sign you to say you on their label, and them niggas can't do shit for you, and then you'll sign with them, and you'll just be stuck.
So, yeah, do your songs, and let me get the fuck on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you gonna listen to Soulja Boy's new single?
No.
What if it's hot? Did you see that City Girls video?
I did. To quote Bomani Jones, it was just missing, all it was missing was a person pretending to play saxophone.
Pretending to play saxophone?
Like the Rum Shaker video? All I want to do.
I think it was more ass in this video. It was, because it wasn't nothing but ass. It wasn't no faces but Cardi's in Miami. Like, everything else was all ass. Hey.
Yeah.
It's a good video. If you haven't seen it, just go check it out.
When I was watching it.
And that song ring off in the park.
Somehow, some way, Cat was like leaning on the moat and it ended up on mute. I'll just continue watching it that way. So if you got to watch it that way, you can do it that way too.
But the song's straight. I like the... There's so many samples on that song. I like the beat. Like, that shit is... I like the way the beat set up.
So, I looked up the lyrics because we were talking about this at work. And I always bring it up because you brought it up.
Twerk?
No.
I was about to say, nigga, that shit ain't deep at all.
about the... with the City Girls. Because I was saying it was a sample. And it was like, no, it's the City Girls, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, what did she say?
It's like three samples on there.
I'm talking about, in My Feelings. You know, the you only one I love. That's a sample, though, right? Their voice is being sampled, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so when you say, I got a new boy and that nigga Trey, they was saying, I got a new boy and his name is Drake. And I'm like, I don't know. I was told he say, and my nigga Trey, and that nigga Trey.
No. So y'all looked up the lyrics?
I looked it up. And it does say Trey. When you click on the, what's that, they give like some other shit. They say a guy who likes to something. I don't know. Forget. Like, basically give money or something.
Yeah, all right. Y'all niggas be out here trading then. Fuck it. 2019, y'all niggas trade. All 2019.
Yeah,
turn up. Live your life. Be free, Mr. C. Be free. Do your shit. Nah, that shit is. Shout out to the City Girls.
Yeah. I think that's what is about to be a lot more female rappers now.
I think them niggas over at QC got a fucking what is it? A little method that they use with niggas. They put the group out, right? But one of the members got to go to jail. And they got to be in jail when they pop off.
Who did it for Migos?
Who was on QC before Migos?
I'm saying, like, who did it in before Migos? Like, nobody was in jail when they did it?
No, Takeoff was in jail. Oh. No, Offset. Offset was in jail.
For what?
I don't know. Being a young nigga doing dumb shit. Basically. Trap out the bando.
Shout out to Pinewood.
Pinewood is all bandos. And niggas live in all them apartments.
It didn't used to be that way.
It didn't. I think they trying to fix it up now. They got the gate now, but it don't be a nigga in the gate no more. It used to be. But that nigga was only there for like a month. And now you could just drive
in. You ever wonder, like, man, what happened? Because you know what happened.
It was that Molly. That's where all the niggas that used to do pills in the early 2000s used to live at, in Pinewood. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying, you know what them pills do to you. Over time, you know what I'm saying, that government assistance start getting less and less. You know what I'm saying, them unemployment checks ran out. The Yamas went out of style, but that addiction didn't. You feel what I'm saying? So niggas had the supplements. So now, niggas is whole meth heads out in the hood, and now Pinewood is just a meth head central.
Is it?
Niggas on that age, you feel me? My theory anyway.
I mean, you know.
Shout out to all my niggas on that shit.
No. What?
Shout out to my niggas with them spoons on, you feel me?
Nah, man.
Get it in.
No.
How do you even pick up a habit like that? Like, doing H and shit like that. Like, the process of preparing it is just too much.
I guess niggas got time.
How much time?
Enough.
I remember one time we seen this nigga. He was in the bathroom. I think it was at KFC. This nigga was in the bathroom. Obviously off that shit. This nigga in there just slumped, laying next to the floor. This nigga pants down. He got the shit in his arm. Still like, fam, you couldn't wait till you got to the crib. You had to do this at the KFC. And you obviously taking way more than you supposed to be out in public, nigga. Because you slumped in the bathroom with your pants down around this wet-ass toilet. Which niggas KFC? Ain't mopped in here. We was in Tennessee somewhere. Oh. Shout out to all my niggas on Trinity Lane off that H. No, but that shit wild. Like, what make you want to do that? Like, shot right here, maybe he was homeless. I don't think Dog was homeless, though. I think Dog had a home that he could have did this at.
I don't know, man.
Well, maybe it's the same. I be smoking weed in places that I could easily wait till I get home, but I be smoking weed in places.
But it ain't the same.
It's not the same, because this is not going to have me sleep next to a toilet.
Yeah, you'll probably, like, eat your fries in the car. That's some shit that might can't, you know, they might don't got to wait.
Yeah.
But you probably can't eat, like, a spaghetti dinner in the car.
I definitely could eat a spaghetti dinner
in the car. I tried to bite when the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos first came out.
First mistake.
I was leaving fucking Oakland Mall, going to Somerset. I hopped on the highway, and I bit my taco, and that bitch exploded. Taco bits every fucking
day. I be driving and eating, like, meals that you're supposed to sit at that's the table.
Why I don't eat and drive. I don't eat and drive fries no more. I close my bag securely and go the fuck home.
My damn power steering going out. So, nigga, that's some shit you ain't trying to do. I almost fucked my car up yesterday. It was icy as hell out there.
Woo-hoo.
But listen, though. So, I'm pulling up at the job, right? So, okay. I know y'all can't see this, but it's like, okay. So, the road go straight like this, right? And then... Okay, right here is like it turned into a cul-de-sac, like So I'm coming right here. I see that it's icy as fuck over here. It's a car park right here. It's a car park right here. So I'm taking it super slow. I'm going less than 10. So I go to turn into the cul-de-sac. My shit just get to slide way faster than I'm driving. So I'm like, oh, shit, because it's a nigga parked right here. My shit is going. Bro, I got nigga literally this close to this nigga car, and my shit stopped. And it wouldn't have been like I could just bump into this nigga and keep going, because I would have hit smack dab in the side of this nigga shit with my black car on his white whip. That nigga door would have been fucked up. I definitely would have bent his rim, probably cracked that bitch.
He'd have been upset.
I would have been more pissed. But I had just got that car insurance, so my shit would have been legit. You feel what I'm saying? That deductible ain't really too much.
Word.
So I would have been cool, but it would have been like, damn, nigga, I just got this shit.
I had to get up and come across the goddamn street. And as soon as I stepped down and I felt it was slick, I remembered, damn, it's going to be slick out. And I don't know how I didn't fall and kill myself. I don't know how I'm not dead right now.
I almost went off the porch.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga, I slipped. I like hopped down the
porch. Cause you know how our porch is, nigga. Yeah. I came out. I stepped on the mat, nigga. The mat was icy.
That's the worst. I think that's worse than actually just being like the icy concrete.
Nigga, I hit that mat, nigga. Luckily, I grabbed the rail before I hit the step. If I would have hit the step, it would have went down.
That's how I feel though. If I fall down, I'm gonna die.
I would have made the news. I wouldn't even got up. I would have just laid there until I would have missed work. I would have got no call, no show on my second day at work.
I'd have picked up my phone and called my mama.
I wouldn't have called my mama.
I would.
She would have.
Because I'm not gonna call.
She would have been on my phone like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I don't call 911, so my mama could have done it for me.
I ain't calling 911 in my house.
That's what I'm saying.
So Nigga died. Nigga died in my house. We gonna take him across the street and say he got shot over there.
Word to me.
Because no, ain't gonna happen. What else we got, man?
I don't know. So you're about to look at
Pirate and Jim Crow. That's funny.
That's all I had. Oh wait, yeah, that was it. Picks, I guess.
My man, at the job that I was telling you about, the smart nigga, he is telling me about Jeff Bezos. He was like, you know who the richest man in the world is? Now you feel what I'm saying? You don't gotta play dumb, you know what I'm saying? I know this nigga rich as fuck. I'm like, I don't know who. He like, Jeff Bezos. I'm like, yeah, the Amazon nigga. He was like, yeah. He was like, you know how he got so rich? I was like, off Amazon. He was like, no. It's because he cared about quality in his work. I'm like, yeah, that's probably true. But he probably about to lose about half of that money. He was like, oh, yeah, why? And now, this nigga know the answer to everything, but he ain't know this answer, so I had one up on him. So I'm like, yeah, he was, you know what I'm saying? He about to get a divorce or whatever. He was like, yeah, that's why I never got married, because I could never focus on this. So I'm like, bro. He probably worked too much, and he didn't give his wife enough time. I was like, nah, dog got caught fucking with some hoes. So he like, well, you know, he probably was just, nah, nigga, he was fucking with some hoes, he was rich as fuck, he finna lose all his money. He probably didn't think his finances through before he got married. I'm like, no, that nigga didn't think Amazon was gonna turn into the biggest shit in the world, and he was gonna have billions on billions on billions, and he was gonna have to make these type of deals with the bitch he was laying next to.
Yeah.
If you start a startup company and you with your lady, you know what I'm saying, and y'all going steady, you know what I'm saying, you gonna marry her or whatever, do you put in your...
Yes.
Just in case?
Yes. If I get married tomorrow, I'm signing a prenup. It's just, I feel like it'll just keep everybody
safe. Try to take cat.
I don't know if anybody trying, I ain't got nothing to take, but... It'll just eliminate.
Find something.
That's what I'm saying. Eliminate the wheel.
Like, nah, nigga. He got all them shoes. He got some. I need every left shoe.
He ain't about to walk away from me to them bitches, nigga. Not in them shoes.
Get some more shoes.
Women be upset, nigga. I think it's funny. I'm not gonna do it, but how everybody talk about all this toxic masculinity. But we don't never talk about toxic femininity.
I mean, I feel like we still got some time on the show. We really only 40 minutes in. So
I'm just saying, nigga, like, I just said today, like, for some strange, you've heard me say this, like, for some strange reason, not everybody, but, like, the women that I've dated, like, just fucking swing on me. Like, women will put their hands on you for absolute, like, for the dumbest of shit.
Nobody never put their hands on me. Maybe it's because you're dark skinned.
I don't know, man.
It's like, if you think a dog aggressive, you gotta come at him more aggressive than he is at you. So they feel like because you a black dude with a beard and a bald head that you're aggressive.
I mean,
so
they come at you, ain't always been this look that I've had.
But you always been black.
Yeah, not with a bald head and a beard, but that's it's in my mind.
It's more the black, you know what I'm saying?
In my mind, I would think like with me being what I am, they was like, oh, that's not gonna try to hit. And like the first time I ever got hit by one of my girlfriends, I was like, she really just hit me.
I was befuddled.
I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Like she know that it, like if I wanted to fight, like I, you know what I'm saying? But that'll never happen. Like, I'll never, you know what I'm saying? Cause I could beat, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I never swung. I never been in type predicaments.
But all that shit, like the, you know what I'm saying? The not saying that I've experienced this, especially lately, but like the, you know, nonstop calling. Put coming up to your job, vindictive behavior,
that type of shit. Maybe they did drug you.
No. Well, not all these things have happened to me either. I'm just saying, like the things that you see, the things that I've seen happen.
Yeah,
I've definitely seen niggas, girls come up to the job and act crazy.
I was at a nigga's house one time. It's fucking BM knock on the door. We like, nigga, you want us to open it? He like, yeah, go ahead. Shorty rush in as soon as the door open. Get the beating his ass. Now we all just sitting there because that shit ain't really got nothing to do with us, and you know I don't jump in one on ones anyway. Yeah. So, goddamn, that nigga blacked out, choked the bitch, like choked her, like to the point where it's like we all sitting there because it's still one on one, so niggas ain't jump in. But it got to the point where like he probably gonna kill this bitch. We should get him off her neck.
See, you would keep him off her, but you won't keep her off him.
Because she wasn't about to kill him.
You don't know that. I've been stabbed before. You don't know that.
Nah, she was trying to fight. She wasn't trying to, like... But I don't even think he knew the fade was coming, because he definitely took a couple blows before he blacked out on her. And even when he got the choker, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can feel how y'all want to. We let that shit happen, too. Until it got to the point where
it's a fight. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. We didn't fight. We jumped. We ain't get in it until like he probably gonna. She might die on this floor right now because he's still choking her type shit. Because when he got her, he took her down.
I seen something like that happen before,
but it wasn't my business. So you know what I'm saying.
It was this was years ago. My nigga, he brought his girl something home from work. It was like it's in his backpack. She went over there to his backpack, looked in there, started looking at places she ain't had no business, I guess. Found a box of condoms. Went smacked shit out this nigga. It was like a reef. It was like almost like
a reflex. Why is condoms a reason to fight somebody?
Toxic femininity.
I'm gonna get a shirt that say that.
And everybody talk about gaslighting. Have you heard these terms? You don't be on Twitter a lot though.
I haven't heard this term. I'm usually pretty good with terms, though.
I don't even know what it actually means. It just sounds some bullshit. Like, because niggas gaslight.
Urban Dictionary.
You do it.
I figured your phone. Look, how you spell it? What is it? What's the term?
Gaslighting. I'll look it up. I don't got Urban Dictionary, though. I just go Google.
Yeah, my Google's still down low because my phone updated while I was asleep. You know how Apple do that shit you ain't asked it to do.
What are we looking for? Gaslighting.
That shit sound like some freaky shit.
Sounds like some bullshit. Gaslighting can make someone feel incompetent or unimportant. Let's see if I get a definition. Manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. That's some made up. Because.
That's deep though.
But that's what it be. Like you really fucking crazy. So that's what that's basically what gaslighting is me pointing out the fact that you tripping right now.
Oh, I thought they were saying like it make you think you tripping.
No, you manipulate them and question their own sanity.
Yeah. Like, you on some nut shit, so now I'm questioning myself.
No, no, no. It's like, say we go together, and she like, Torrance, who them bitches on the podcast? Like, one of them is on the podcast. You go back and listen. I heard them, and it's like, there's nobody there. It's just me and Kobe.
So like, then you be crazy. Like, so then you go listen, like, was there some bitches in
there? No, you be like, bitch, you crazy. And she be like, you gaslighting me. I'm trying to make her feel less than because I'm just, by just calling her crazy, by questioning her own sanity.
This is how I know this shit is toxic, because I'm confused as fuck.
Maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
I'm confused as fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, into questioning their own sanity. Yeah. Let's look at another one. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or in members of a targeted group, making them question their own memory, perception, or sanity. That make it seem a lot less.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm, like, I don't know.
No, it's just, you see, like, just think of,
we
like,
got, if somebody, what we gotta stop doing in 2019, we gotta stop making up new shit. We don't need no new shit. It's enough words. It's enough terms. It's enough slogans and slanguistics.
Joints. The new Beyonce.
That ain't new. We've been calling Beyonce.
Do we need new ones, though?
Do we need new Beyonce's?
Yeah.
I mean,
not me. Well, you per se, but like, in the world.
I'm sure,
like, do you need new ones in the area?
I mean, it ain't new Beyonce's ain't never hurt.
It'd be nice to go to Walmart and see some Beyonce's I ain't seen.
It's not, new Beyonce's never hurt the scenario.
If I slide into Five Guys and see a new Beyonce in there.
Yeah.
You know, eating a handful of peanuts.
I'm probably not eating a handful of peanuts.
That's in her, not me. But then I know she like nuts.
Say less.
And I know she'll listen to the podcast.
Or at least she like nuts, you know? You got to take the small wins. It's not always about the big glory, you know?
Count your wins.
Sometimes you need an assist and not a three, you know? That assist is just as important.
Yeah, it is.
Stay woke. We got picks.
I got a pick.
All right, what's your pick?
My picky.
Did I play that Uncle Murder already?
No,
I feel like
not.
I did.
No, you did not.
I didn't. All right, I'm going to play down for murder.
You're not about to play it for me?
No, I'm not, because I got to look it up.
But I'm going with...
Stream that 29.
I'm going with Mike Posner.
Okay.
Take Off Your Halo.
Okay. Classic vibes.
Hold up. I was making posing her. Take up your halo.
All right, so my pick is, I know we a couple weeks late with this, but he said he didn't, Dub said he didn't hear it yet, so I'm play it. I know Driz just heard it the other day, too, so I know it's still people who haven't heard it, but it's Uncle Murda's 2018 wrap-up. The way the beat switch on her so close.
It's that time of year again. Don't come outside, Volume 2 on the way. Y'all only rap with me because I'm disrespectful. Y'all know I don't care about these niggas. Happy New Year. Tekashi got snatched by the fans. He done. I'm like, damn, why they doing that to 50 Cent son? Can't forget about him getting robbed and kidnapped. Y'all thought he was joking. Now that was all big facts. Really, he even talked to himself about getting jacked. He don't say he had the worst verse off getting scrapped. Suck my dick, that's what Tekashi said. 369, tell that little nigga hold his head. He went to Chicago and they get shot. Just for going from the time it was, he still get props. Him and his security was supposed to die there. Somebody said, I said, Chief, keep your time spent. Sure got 28 years, you're ahead by. Nobody said free sure, cause nobody care about him. Nicky ain't wanna fight when Cardi try to pop. But Cardi the one that left Fashion Week with a knot. Jill Scott video and vibe on some other shit. She need to teach Black China how to suck a dick. Nicky versus Cardi, who side y'all choosing? Nicky rap better, but Cardi putting out better music. Whatever Cardi drop hot, the people like this shit. Flex not a fan of Cardi, cause she don't write some shit. Young fuck got caught up with some gay shit. Cause I'm G-Unit, niggas thought I wasn't gonna say shit. Nah, fuck that, he got caught with a tranny. Take it easy on that nigga Murda, he still feeling. The White Howie got caught with a tranny, nigga. Someone's pussy out here, I don't be understanding, niggas. Kanye still a mess. Don't win no 350s around me. Drake said it's the best. He think Drake fuck Kim K. That nigga stressed. He out here with Donald Trump's dick on his breast. You be embarrassing yourself when you in the public set, gay. Now I see why Jay-Z ain't go to your wedding, gay. And you got life, bro. What's next, Jay? Ass shots with that red hat looking like a Donald Trump mascot. Nigga lost his mind. He need to lose his voice. How you on TMZ saying slavery was a choice? Don't put no new music out. We don't want to hear that shit. You a coon and you fucked up Tiana Taylor shit. Bill Cosby locked up with the goons. We know he guilty, but free Bill, he gon' die soon. I swear them crackers be acting like they shit don't stink. That's what you get, no Bill, for putting pills in them bitches' drink. Big Bill came home, got picked up in the helicopter. Went to the game, was in the locker room with the whole roster. Know that judge hated that, she don't want to see him prosper. He had some good lawyers on it, like Ghost and Prosper. Yeah. Talk about power, R.I.P. Kanan. Tommy shot Angela, crazy ass Caucasian. Now you know him and Ghost will have a few issues. When Tyreek finally get killed, nobody gon' miss me. My Get the Strap video came on after Kanan died. I was hyped to be on Stars, I ain't even gon' lie. 50 put me in the movie with Bruce Willis. Don't laugh at me, y'all, they killed me in like 2 minutes. I get it now, the people like when I talk about it. It's that time of the year, so I'ma talk about it. They know what happened, they still want me to talk about it. They heard what happened, they still want me to talk about it. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. Crazy, crazy, sick, crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. Birdman got tired of getting caught the fuck out. Finally paid Wayne and he let the Carter 5 come out. Who else was at the airport, forgot that he had a gun. Drake didn't want nobody to know that he had his son. Drake versus Pusha T, that was a good one. If Drake would have responded, I think he could have won. Letting us know Drake had a kid was a genius.
It was.
Minus that, the second diss track was just cool. Drake ain't respond, so Push got the W. Drake told LeBron, somebody gonna end up snuffing. Rondo snuffed Chris Paul and spit on him. Carmelo got the whole NBA trying to shit on him. Nobody wanna sign him, it don't make no sense. Acting like he ain't even good enough to come off the bench. Draymond Green called Kevin Durant a bitch. The NFL hated how Nike got behind Kaepernick. Yeah, y'all got the rebound, they ran the wrong way. LeBron said, fuck this, I'm taking my talents to LA. Cleveland ain't shit without him, tell me I'm lying. Black people don't give a fuck about George Bush dying.
He don't.
R.P. Stan Lee, wish it was Donald Trump. Lil Uzi made Mr. Kid look like a punk. No plug walk, he did the plug while he was out. And he got robbed and beat up at his bitch house. I think Tory Briggs locked him up for your new freezer. Quavo said he fucked Nicki, she ain't denying it either. Nicki versus Travis Scott, she don't like that nigga. He only out solo, cause he fucking Cali Jenner. Kid was on ecstasy with Ray J recorded. That's what she just said for Ray, is the show getting boring. So Chloe, baby father, cheating on TMZ. Nipsey Hussle smacked some nigga outside BT. Free round, lower AR rap, they in the fed. 3XX Stinty y'all back. Take Trippy back. Bring Mac Miller back. Take Lil Zan. Fuck him anyway. Shorty ain't no Tupac fan. Nas dropped and Jay dropped would be on the same day. Like Ethan got Jay still feeling some kind of way. Jay was in that water like I'ma protect me. With the helmet on, looking funny riding that jet ski. That was fun. Any check Offset for calling B a bitch. Cardi left Offset because of the G and shit. Give him another chance. He on the gram explaining it. He ain't fuck Shorty. He was just entertaining it. Wendy Williams talking about how your husband G and having the oops baby with another girl. Now you leave it. He tired of your ass not having no ass. He played it. He was just using you for your cash.
Good for you.
I get it now. The people like when I talk about it. Whoa. It's that time of the year, so I'ma talk about it. Whoa. They know what happened. They still want me to talk about it. Whoa. They heard what happened. They still want me to talk about it. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. That little Duval record had me upset. Like, yeah, both bitches acting like they living their best life. Don't smile, bitch, you better cut it out. You still live in the projects at your mother house. Kodak was on Evo show when he walked out. How you gonna try to talk about some shit he can't talk about? Pull him to the side and kick it if you're trying to help. Don't do it in no interview where he can indict himself. Safari got wrong when her Andy so crying. I don't know if he was telling the truth or if he was lying. That corny nigga was fucking nigga. I don't like him. I'm mad they hit Safari with a body red diaper. This year too much shit happened. Not trying to be here for a whole hour rapping. Laughing at my own jokes. I really think I'm funny. Ben still ain't find that nigga El Chapo money. R.P. Kim Porter, we all know you were heaven. Puff gon' make sure them kids good. Don't be up there stressing. R.P. Aretha Franklin, we lost a legend. You was more than talented. You truly was a blessing. Kings killing kings to become her famous. We put the real niggas back. R.P. Young Raiders. R.P. Lil Junior from the Bronx got stabbed up. Lately it's like all this gangster shit not adding up. Meanwhile, Amber Rose still rather be a slut. K. Michelle got them implants looking out of butt. This year I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm not. Chris Brown ain't there. How'd I squeeze the fuck out? Bobby Brown kicked Janet out of his hotel room. He was on crack when he did that, is what I saw. Supposedly she was in the hallway naked. If it's true, blame it on whatever drugs he was taking. Say no drugs when I tell kids I meet. You don't wanna be like Joel Santana with no teeth.
Said it was 6 minutes, it was actually 9 minutes and 19 seconds.
Uncle Murder. That's how you feel about it, now that you heard it.
It was alright.
It was way too long. I think you could have cut like 2 minutes off and it still would have been good. Did you listen to Mad Skills? No. Hell no. I haven't listened to Skill shit in probably like 6 years now.
That's unfair.
Why? It's not because I listen to Uncle Murder now. I'm not like picking sides, but
I mean, that's cool too if you want to.
Like, I didn't go, it's like, I heard this one by accident. It was just, I just happened to like it when I heard it. I like the way they did the beat, because every verse, the beat is different. But it's the same beat. So I appreciate the production of it.
Word.
I'm going to go listen to Skill shit when I get home. And then we're going to figure it out. See who had a better one. I just feel like, I don't know. It's like an upgraded version of it to me. Like, for... Because niggas don't even know who Mad Skills is.
Yeah. So, these are the things not being inspected by the FDA.
Okay.
Seafood.
Okay.
Bakery products.
Right.
Soft cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Unpasteurized juices.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetables.
Right.
Infant formula.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to my old job, right? And I'm going to get the salmon that been there, because you feel what I'm saying? This is pre, you know what I'm saying, shut down. So this shit is approved and inspected. It's that new shit that's going to be dropping, you feel what I'm saying? That next load that come to the store, you feel what I'm saying? Because that shit been in there for a little minute now.
That might be also why, but everybody's talking about everybody's going to Walmart and Myers because they got their stamps today. But that might also be why niggas is going to go stock up on food.
And get the shit that been approved and all that shit.
I failed.
So are you ready for the apocalypse?
Yep.
What precautions have you made?
Guns.
That's it?
And a cat.
Do you have any provisions?
What's
that? Do you have any shelter?
Yeah.
Do you have any... Not just your house where you live at.
No. Yeah, I got my house, I got my car. Anybody taking shit?
Do you have a what is it? Or do you have a gas storage? Like, somewhere where you have, like, extra gas?
My gas tank?
No, beyond that, though.
How long are we talking this apocalypse shit?
It's apocalypse. It's apocalypse is like...
Forever?
It starts and then... Forevermore?
Nah, I don't, but, I mean, you know, I watch a lot of Walking Dead, so...
Do you have a water stash?
I do.
How long is it gonna last?
Mm. Next to my refrigerator.
So it's gonna last you roughly a week.
Nah. Alright, you know. The water and shit gonna still work.
See, that's why I got Rossi, because you feel what I'm saying? She young now, but the apocalypse ain't started yet. So you feel what I'm saying? As she grows, you feel what I'm saying? The state of the country is only going to decline further.
She gonna
you
feel be,
what I'm saying?
When is she going to shed this little being all scary and shit?
Well, she's only 11 weeks old. So, you know what I'm saying? She'll be 12 weeks tomorrow. I say tomorrow because it's come out on Friday. You feel what I'm saying? So, on Saturday. Goddamn. So, yeah, soon she be barking now. Like, last episode, she ain't even know how to bark. So, we're making progress very quickly. You know what I'm saying? She don't got worms no more, I don't think. I think all the worms gone. So. We out here. You know what I'm saying? I got a beast. You know what I'm saying? Me and my bitch, we gonna be running. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna run out of bullets eventually. Because I ain't asked you if you had an ammunition stash. You said you got guns.
Yeah,
you know
I got that too.
You got mad bullets? Or do you just got some bullets?
I don't know what the law says, so I'm not gonna answer that.
So you don't got mad bullets. So you have a you have to ration your ammo. You can only shoot.
How many people I'm going to have to shoot?
It's the apocalypse. You never know.
Man, y'all just going to leave me the fuck alone. That's what y'all going to do.
That's not how the apocalypse
that
works.
That is how it go. That's how it's going to go.
It you becomes just every man for themselves. And that's why I got a companion, because
I got a companion.
What
Cat way colder than Tay Keith.
Right now, because Cat is easily 75 years old.
Cat immortal.
He's got a fucking, he's got
Cat was voodoo.
Years of wisdom.
Cat was actually immortal.
I'm sure.
But a woman, because he was called on these hoes too. So he crossed the wrong one, and she was a voodoo queen, and she voodooed him into a cat. That's why he's so regal, because you gotta, there ain't no regular cat in there. You ain't never seen another cat act like that cat.
That's Anthony Mason in Cat 4.
He crosses feet. Come on, cuz. This nigga be chilling way too hard.
I mean, you know, Rossi sleep on her back. I don't know if that's a fucking talent or not, but do dogs, is that normal? Is this like when
cats sleep on his back sometimes?
Is this like when parents get their kids credit for doing normal kid shit?
Probably. Nah, because cat, I ain't never seen another cat do that.
Nah, I ain't never seen I seen like lions cross their arms like that, but cat ain't no lion.
He damn near. He as big as a bobcat.
He definitely big as hell, for sure, for sure.
So he ready, cuz.
I think Rossi big as hell.
Yeah.
And the more, like, cuz from the last time you saw her to now.
She got more bigger? So what you gonna do with
her? She get bigger by the day, bro. It's like every time she go to sleep and wake up, she bigger.
So you better stop feeding her whatever the hell you feeding her. Start feeding her some grass. Make her a vegan.
I don't got no grass. She do be eating just celery. She like vegetables.
That's weird.
She not like really. Like that little green mix they got at Panda right now. She like that shit.
I remember my homegirl brought her dog over one night. It was before I had cats. And I had bought a papaya.
Right, you got time for all that shit.
I had opened that mug and I had ate it, and it did not taste like how the Everfresh juice tastes. So, no,
that's not how fruit works.
I had like, but something that fell on the floor, the dog was enjoying it. So I just bagged it up and sent it home to the dog because the dog loved papaya.
When the apocalypse comes, you know what I'm saying? And my companion, we probably just gonna link up with you.
I already got a plan for this shit anyway, because that nigga Mick was in the military, that nigga down with the shit, and that nigga armed as hell. We gonna mess with Quincy, because Quincy know how to get every fucking where. We gotta build a team.
This is the thing though. In times like that, I don't know if I want Quincy to be the one driving.
I do.
I don't know that. He could be like the navigator. Like, he might ride shotgun, but I don't know if I trust Quincy in panic times to drive.
Kendra got to drive.
Care to offer some ad libs?
Yes.
That's me last week. Goddamn. Fucking.
You remember when we went down to go see that movie?
Which one?
Detroit.
That was some hoe shit. Cause we got there when the pastors told us to get there, and that shit started like an hour before that.
Yeah, that was whack. But we got some good ass. It was probably the best wings I've had in my entire life.
I don't even remember what I ate that day.
We just went to the Brass Rail or some shit. Brass Rail, Third Rail, some shit like that. And got the wings fried hard. The bitch was fire.
I don't think I was eating.
I think you like some. We ain't got like cheese bread too though.
Okay, yeah. True.
No, that nigga, that's a draft.
This year I'm gonna go to a baseball game. I've never been to a baseball game.
I wanted to go to one at the Jimmy John's Field.
That won't happen.
Never will.
No, I mean like a Tigers game though.
I go there if they play the Yankees. I always want to go when they play the Yankees. Let's go to play the Yankees.
When they play the Yankees.
They usually play them. Now they always play them early.
I'm sure the schedule not out yet.
I don't think so. But they always play them early in the year, so probably like, hopefully not April still, because I'm not going to a game here in April.
What if it's a nice day?
All right, but I won't know that.
They can check the weather.
Nigga, let's say let's buy tickets now. I can't see the weather.
But you can sell them. It's the Yankees. You can always sell Yankees tickets.
Yeah, they try to go through all that shit.
Just StubHub.
No.
put them on Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster be good. No.
True, true. I see where you bumming. That's all I got. I don't got nothing else.
Follow myself, LL Cool Torrance, everywhere. Follow WTMN Podcast and check out WTMN TV on YouTube.
Hit me up at DJ underscore Kobe. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. 29 is available now. When you type it in, type in like the word 20 and the number 9. And then it should come right up. If not, just type in DJ Kobe. I know for a fact it'll come up. Shout out to Ro Spit. Thank you for the verse. I appreciate you. Shout out to Jigs. Shout out to everybody who likes the song. I be trying. I got some more shit coming too. Like Don't Touch Me gonna be a rap album.
I ain't listening to it if I'm not on it.
I mean, I guess that's completely up to you. You know. I got space on it. I got one song. So
I don't got no beat.
I mean, you do got a beat though. You just don't have the beat. You have a beat. You don't have the beat.
Oh. Well.
But that's because when we send the niggas beats, it's not like it's just we holding out on you. Like.
Why you ain't say that then?
We just don't be sending it. I thought Lex explained this whole thing to you. We just don't be sending out beats because niggas would be like, oh, let me send me some beats to pick.
But I'm just Torrance. Like, I don't rap. What I'm going to do is...
No, but it's not like... That's what I'm saying. It's not a personal thing. It's just the process. That's the
rules is rules, but...
Yeah. It's just one of the things.
Well, if I do get this beat, me can't rap it on that bitch.
Because I just feel like once, like, even when I, like, do a song, like, if it's a... Once it's finished... Like, I'll send it to the artist that's on the song... But I ain't gonna lie, I'm probably not gonna send it to you until like the day, like a day or two before it come out. Cause once I send it to you, I don't own it. It's not mine no more. And I need it to be mine up until it come out.
Okay.
And then after that, you know what I'm saying, you can do whatever you want to with it. I actually encourage bootlegging my shit, but niggas just don't do that shit no more. It's easier to stream.
How can I bootleg it?
I mean, that's up to you. I'm not gonna tell you how to do it, but I'm not against it being done.
All right. Well, y'all just gonna get what y'all gonna get. Huh? Me and Cat come flip-flop on the beat.
Next time I'm gonna bring Rossi. Rossi's gonna meet Cat. Cat's gonna meet Rossi. They're gonna be friends. And that's gonna be that. Rossi's teeth not that big, so I don't think it's gonna get violent.
I think your dog gonna be scared of Cat. And Cat gonna wanna be friends, so your dog gonna end up like doing something crazy because Cat not gonna leave her alone.
I think she gonna bark at her, but that's just cause she just learned how to do that. And you know how when somebody learn how to do something, they want to do it all the time. She should be barking at nothing now.
How you?
Okay. I be trying to get her to howl, but she ain't like the dogs on YouTube, lame ass.
You better not get her to howl.
I think that shit funny.
That shit gonna ruin a lot of shit for you.
Hell no, it's not, cause we got a basement, and she'll go in that motherfucker.
Word. Welcome back. In the nick of time.
Yeah, tell the people where they can reach you on social media.
Nowhere. I guess that means nowhere.
Whole lot of gang shit.
Well, yeah, peace out, my niggas.
You fuck with me, dog.
Oh, check us out on Sweat FM, Sunday nights at 10 p.m.
Shout out to Sweat FM.
Shout out to Sweat FM. Peace out.